Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Hosea. That's in the Old Testament. And I want you to read in chapter 10. I'm going to start chapter 10, verse 12. It says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fellow ground is, now for it is, time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness. Ye have reaped iniquity. Ye have eaten the fruits of lies because thou didst trust in the way in the multitude of thy mighty men. Therefore, tumult, and a tumult is like a loud noise, arise among thy people, and they in all thy fortresses shall be formed as gentlemen for battle, Arabel in the day of battle. Thy mother was vast against." I didn't mean to do that. I apologize for that. But in the way, in the multitude of thy mighty men, therefore shall a tumult arise among thy people, and for thy fortresses shall be spoiled, as shall men for Bethel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon the children. So shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness. In the morning shall the king of Israel utterly being cut off. I have read to you Hosea chapter 10, verses 12 through 15. May God add understanding to the words, commandments. I should tell you about those, but I don't have time to tell you today. What I want you to know is this. I want you to know who the 12 tribes of Israel is. And I looked on the computer and I wanted to know about Job. It says back in the days before the flood came, the majority, all the people, all the earth was black. And remember that he made us in his image and likeness out of the ground. I read that to you in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 somewhere. And then also in verse 26, chapter 1 of Genesis, that's where he's talking about making men in his likeness. Well, the 12 tribes of Israel are Judah, and that's in America, Benjamin, the West Indian blacks, Levi, those are the Haitians, and another country tried to rule over them, but they were not successful. The French tried to rule over them. They were not successful. Ephraim, that's Puerto Rican. Manasseh, that's Cuban. Simeon, Dominican. Zebulun, that's Guatemala to Panama. The Mayans, Gad, that's, they are the native Indians. Reuben, the Seminole Indians. Asher, Colombia to Uruguay. And, or the Incas. Issachar, they are the Mexicans, that's Aztec. And Naphtali, they are the Argentinians. And I want you to know that I read too recently, they didn't have white people. We were all black. We were the color of the ground. So I think that our preachers should tell you this, and not just me. They should read through and tell, because our Father is coming back for us shortly. And hopefully I will read to you. I will show that to you soon, within the next 6 months. Hopefully I will read that to you. Now, I want you to know this, and then I will go on into our lesson. I want you to know that you are to keep the Sabbath day. What day is the Sabbath? I'm glad you asked. The Sabbath day is always a Saturday. And Saturday, it starts on Friday evening, the Sabbath does, and ends on Saturday evening. And that's the day. I read to you earlier, and hopefully you caught on, like the days begin in the evening, in the evening time. That was in Genesis, and I think that was in chapter 1, where we learned about the evening and the morning were the first day. You should not forget that. Hopefully you will not. Then there is the Passover. The Passover, excuse me, sheep, I had to belch. The Passover is where a lamb was sacrificed and his blood was placed over the doorpost of the Israelite houses when they were in Egypt. And when God passed over, he did not slay anyone in that house. But you had to have blood over your house during the Passover. And then next is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We just finished that 1st through April the 6th, and that's where you would get all leaven and yeast out of your house for about 7 days, from March the 31st through April the 6th. Next was the day of Pentecost. That's a day of celebration of the gathering of the first and smallest of two annual harvests. And then next is the Feast of Trumpets, called Rosh Hashanah for us Jews. It's a day of rejoicing and blowing of the shofar. The shofar is like a little trumpet. And I'm telling you this because we have not been taught this, the Day of Atonement. These are things that we are to follow. And that's a day of fasting and repentance, where you would say that you're sorry to Jesus, you know, or to Yeshua. That's what you do, fast and pray and repentance. You're sorry for something that you may have done. And that is on September the 19th. And I forgot to tell you, it would be Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets. And the next will follow after the Day of Atonement is the Feast of Tabernacles. And they will be on September the 24th to 30th, and the last great day, that is on October the 1st. And that says here that it's adjacent to the Feast of Tabernacle, that the eighth day is considered a separate feast. All these you can look up in Leviticus chapter 23. And they will tell you how to do what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to celebrate the Feast of the Lord. Now, let me turn to our reading for today. Our reading for today will be in Job chapter 38. But first, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And I'm afraid to say it, but I'm going to say it. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. This is the evening time, and a new day has started. So that's why I'm calling it Sabbath Day. And it will end Saturday, tomorrow. Tell you to read Exodus 20. Verse 8, I tell you to read it for yourself. It tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. You should remember to do that. You're running to churches when you should not. On a Sunday, that's the day that the white guy named, I think I learned many years ago, that Constantine picked out Sunday. He was trying to combine the two. He hated for you to worship on Sabbath day, but that's what we black folks really originally did, worship God the way that we were warned in the Bible. We got to get back to worshiping the way God told us to do on the Saturday. Remember, the Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening. That's what I'm doing. I'm reading this lesson to you out of the Bible. In a minute, I'll go to that. I hope I will have enough time to finish it. And you sheep are to have your three P's handy. They are pen, pencil, and paper. Just in case I said anything that you want to jot down for your remembrance. Welcome to Sabbath School. People also have what is called notebooks whatever way you choose to write down. Let's go into Job chapter 38, verse 1. And I will begin reading to you, sheep. Then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind. Well, what is a whirlwind? It's a typhoon or tornado or hurricane. And said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up thy loins, and the loins are your groin muscles or your groin parts, like a man, for I will demand of thee and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare, or declare means to say or tell, if thou hast understanding. Who has laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who has scattered the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning star sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut the sea with doors, when it breaks forth as if it had issues out of the womb? When I made the clouds the garments thereof, and clouds the witness swaddling band for it, and break up my decree place, and set bars and doors, and said, hereto shalt thou come, but no matter, but no further, for thou shalt thy proud ways be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused thy days spring to know his place? The Bible says Job is showing his omnipotence. That's what he's showing, how great he is. And man can't do that. None of those things man can do. Hast thou commanded the morning since by days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be taken out of it? Let me read that again. That it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. It is turned to clay, to the seal, and they stand as a garment, and from the wicked there, and from the wicked, it is wicked, their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the spring of the sea, or hast thou walked in search of the depth? And the depth is like the distance. It's from here to there, distant. Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or have seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare it. Thou knowest it all. Where is our way where light dwelleth. And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? Thou, minister, try to finish this. Let me see. That thou shouldest take it to the bounds thereof, and that thou shouldest know the path to the house thereof, and the bounds are not constraints. Knowest thou it because thou was then born, or because the number of days is, hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, again the day of battle and war? By way is the light parted? By what way is the light parted, which scatters the east wind upon the earth? Who has divided the water course from the overflowing of waters, or the way of the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness where there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud to tender herbs to spring forth? Has the rain a father, or who begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came ice and the hoary frost of heaven? And hoary means birth of frost from heaven. Who has kindled it? The waters thereof are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Canst thou bind the sweet influence of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Mazazora in his season, or canst thy God Arcturus with his son? Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set dominion thereof in the earth? Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of water may cover thee? Canst thou send lightning, they may go and say unto thee, where are you? Here we are. Let me say that. All these things man cannot do. Canst thou send lightning, that they may go, say unto thee, here we are? Hast thou put wisdom in the inward parts to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the battles of heaven? When the dust goeth into harness, and the cloth cleave fast together, will thou hunt the prey for the lion, or will appreciate the land I need to read that again. Verse 39. Will thou hunt the prey for the lion, or will thy appetite of the young lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions? When thou couch is their den, and abide in the covert in wait. And let me say that again, verse 40. When they couch in their dens and abide, that abide means to live or lie in the covert to wait, to lie and wait. Who provided the raven his food with his young ones unto God? They wonder if lack of meat. They wonder for lack of meat. We have finished reading the book of Job to you. And let me say a closing prayer. Father, thank you for this day that you have allowed me to have this program. Bless everyone in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. I want you to read chapter 39 of Job next week. I want you all to buy my books. And another thing that the laugher can laugh about. And,
Father,
we can laugh about
help your children.
The broken plan.
Don't let them fall.
Yes, I'm
by
the
side
to make me a rich woman
of the road.
Always remember, God loves
Jesus.
You. And I love you too. Even though you're laughing
to love
and making
one
fun, God will make fun of you
that
too.
Heaven might
because
find
he loves you and
know
what I'm doing.
A place in their heart.
Whether you laugh or not, or how you laugh,
his love, he won't let you down. And I know he loves forever. In my heart. You've got to walk on.
You should wish that I not
walk on through temptation. For he loves and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up my heart to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Down in my soul.